When I was at university, there was a lot going on about stop the war. Maybe there is also now, I'm not sure. But there were all these demonstrations going, stop the war coalition, wars going on around the world. So one day at university, I was walking down after a lecture, walking through the university, and some students had set up a table, Stop the War Coalition. So they handed me a leaflet and they said, so many people are dying. We should do something about it. Join the demonstration. Join the Stop the War Coalition. So I looked at the person and I said, what happens when we die? So he wasn't expecting that kind of question. So I said, here you are demonstrating to stop all this death. Can I just ask you a question? What actually happens after death? He paused for 10 seconds, 20 seconds, and then he said, well, we're just chemicals and we just go into the ground. I said, hang on. You're standing out here in the cold. You're going on all these demonstrations and putting so much effort into stopping all this war and death. And you're telling me we're just chemicals? He said, yes. I said, if I throw a Coke can in the ocean, and if I throw you in the ocean, is it the same thing? He said, no, it's not the same thing. I said, but according to your philosophy, we're all chemicals. If everything's matter, nothing matters. So whether you live, die, whether it's this way or that way, if everything's matter, nothing matters. If we're all chemicals, relax, have a good time, go home, watch a bit of TV. He couldn't answer. The basic problem of the world, the basic problems that we see in the world are because people do not value life appropriately. And the reason they don't value life appropriately is because they have not understood that we are all spiritual beings. One time a daughter went to her mother and said, I'm confused because when I asked Dad where we came from, he said we came from apes. By evolution. And whenever I speak to you, you say we came from God. So I'm confused. So the mother said, no, no, there's no confusion here. His part of the family comes from apes. My part of the family is a bit more divine and godly. Yes, these philosophies are taught in colleges, universities, schools across the country. The Big Bang, evolution, life from chemicals. Here in this chapter, Krishna is saying, atheism is demoniac. Krishna says, asatyam apratistam te jagat ahur anishwaram aparas parasambhutam kim anyat kama haitukam. Demoniac people who try to take God out of the picture, they say, asatyam, the world is unreal, it came about by chance, there's no God in control, do what you want to do, be happy. So Krishna says, this is the difference between a divine person and a demoniac person. A demoniac person is always trying to take God out of the picture, whereas a divine person is always keeping Krishna or God in the center of their life. And so we should also reflect, how much am I keeping Krishna in the center of my life? Because if I'm not keeping Krishna in the center of my life, then I will also be subjected to demoniac qualities like lust, like anger, like greed. These qualities can also come up in a devotee if Krishna is not in the picture. And so in this 16th chapter, Krishna is making the demarcation of divine and demoniac qualities. We are all actually split personalities. Some days divine, some days demoniac. Some days within the space of a few minutes, divine and demoniac. One time I was driving and I stopped and I let an old lady walk. And I was feeling, yes, I'm a nice person, a good citizen. She walked past, I felt really good about myself. And then I got onto the M6 towards Birmingham, and then Junction 18, someone cut across me in the motorway. Started horning and shouting. The heat was rising. So divine anymore. We are split personalities of divine and demoniac. Krishna is saying, bring me into the picture. Bring me into the center. And then you will develop divine qualities. But if you take me out, if you try to cancel me out, then there will be more and more demoniac influence in your life and in the world.